Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. Welcome to What the Hal, and What the Hal's been going on here for the last year is a podcast. And just to give you kind of a mental picture, on the second floor of Fox Television Center here in West Los Angeles, we have a podcast studio. And we sit around a round table with microphones, and we talk, and we have great sound, great mics, and it's, you know, it's a wonderful experience to sit here and have a conversation. But we're taking this show on the road, and we're going to go to a number of communities here over the next year, and we wanted to share some of that with you through our podcast. And so our very first one this week is Yorba Linda, which is a community in Orange County. It's home to the Nixon Library. It has one of the youngest mayors ever. At 25, Tara Campbell became mayor. She's implemented new changes and a viewpoint for the city. She's now been replaced by a new mayor, but she made her mark known and did a lot of things to bring youthfulness to the city, and also to make things exciting for young people who themselves may end up getting into politics. So, for the young mayor, question was this: what was it like to be mayor after 2 years on the council and being only 25 years old?
It was the greatest honor of my life to be able to serve my hometown.
And be you grew able up here?
Born and raised, lived here my whole life, and to be able to give back to the community that really raised me has been just the biggest blessing.
But again, your predecessor was 71.
Yes.
And you were 25 at the time, you're
yes.
26 now.
Yeah.
That's a big change in sort of mindset. How did things change when Mayor Tara came in from the prior mayor?
Yeah, the prior mayor and I are very good friends and we get along great. And what I brought, I think, was a different perspective and brought new ideas.
And you brought Facebook, and you brought Twitter, and you brought Instagram.
All the millennial things. Yeah. No, we redid our website, brought Facebook, Instagram, Nextdoor, which is a huge social media platform now, really adding to the connectivity of our city and moving it forward into the technology 21st century.
Yeah. How did old-timers deal with that?
They were think about it, everyone uses the internet now as their source, everyone Googles it, right? And so now we have a Google function on our city website. And so, regardless of age, it's just been a huge tool for everybody.
But sometimes people get used to the way things are. And when somebody comes in and starts making, a lot of changes, it's not the same as it used
totally.
To be. Did you run into some of that?
I think there's always, some pushback when it comes to change. I think it's when we were putting ourselves out there on social media, it's taking a risk. You're asking for people to view what we're doing, but really it's been such a positive experience. It's added to the positivity in the city, and you can feel it within the community. We've been able to highlight all the positive stuff that's happening here, and you can just tell our residents are proud to be a Yorba Linda resident and live here.
So what are some of those positive things that you're proud of?
We finally are opening the Yorba Linda Town Center, bringing in all these businesses that people are able to now dine in their city.
There really wasn't a mall like that before?
There was not. This is this was how over 20 years in the making. 20 years in the making, and it's finally here. We've been able
to. They started working on this when you were five?
Yes, well, before that.
Give that some thought for a second.
I know. So it was a long time in the making, and people are so proud of it now. And I have gone to each of the businesses and done videos on social media to promote it so people get excited the week of. So I do a first look video and people are so excited and then they go and we want people to patronize our restaurants here. So it's really just added to that connectivity and having people feel involved.
Well, what do you think you did as somebody with a younger mindset? What do you think you did besides bring in social media? Did you influence other young people to get involved in government here?
Absolutely. I started the Young Civic Leaders Academy, which we've continued on. It's a six-week program for high school students in Yorba Linda, each week going over a different aspect of city government. It's giving them a positive, hands-on, nonpartisan way to be involved in their government today. They don't need to wait till they're older in life to give back.
So your term ended in December.
Yes.
What's your legacy?
I know
it sounds weird to be 26 and what's your legacy, but what's your legacy in this city?
Yeah, I hope to have shown that really my theme was Yorba Linda, to have people take ownership and pride that they can get involved and make a difference in their city. So I've given people that opportunity through a lot of different platforms, through a citizen request tracker through the Young Civic Leaders Academy. I'm actually visiting all the places of worship in our city to really provide that connectivity and lead Yorba Linda into a positive, bright future.
You have free Wi-Fi here?
We have, well, we at City Hall, you can come use our Wi-Fi for sure.
You didn't accomplish everything because you could have made Yorba Linda completely Wi-Fi free, right?
Right, right. Working on it.
You're still on the council, and so you'll still continue to influence policy here in Yorba Linda. What do you feel that still needs to be done?
I think we can still move forward on those, I think, economic development as we bring in more businesses so people have that quality of life to be able to shop and dine here, I think is huge. And that will in turn lead to sustainability so we continue to be one of the safest cities in the state of California.
I gotta ask you this dumb question. Yeah. What do you say to those who would say, you know, she's only 26 years old. I mean, what does she know of economic development? What does she know of local business?
I know.
She just got out of college at USC, you know.
Yeah, well, I would love to talk to those people because if I'm able to show them what we've been able to do, one of the things I also brought in was a broker to help us not only recruit businesses, but also retain businesses because you're seeing a lot of businesses leave the state of California. So doubling our efforts on economic development because those dollars of providing sales tax to the city make sure that we have the money to pay for police officers, parks, our library, all those amenities that we love in our community.
Did you find it all during your term that you were surprised by something that you never thought about that happens in government or that wasn't as funded as you thought it should be or wasn't as well developed as you thought it could be?
Great question. I think I didn't realize, and I knew about it, but didn't really realize until being in the role how much state laws impact us on the local level, right? So the state legislature and the governor make laws and then we have to implement them. And so things that impact every aspect of what we do, and sometimes you don't have the funding. There's a lot of unfunded mandates and you gotta find the money. And so I think every city's going through sustainability. How do we get the revenue to pay for the quality of life?
We've got about 30 seconds left. What can we expect from Tara Campbell in the future? Senator? Congresswoman? What can we expect?
I will stay in government. I'm running for re-election to the city council. I will stay in government as long as I feel like I can make a tangible difference.
But the bottom line is this has been a big influence in your life going forward.
Oh my goodness. And I hope to have paid it forward for my community to give back.
Yeah. You feel like if there's one word you want to say about what this experience has been like, what would that word be?
Blessing.
Next, we head to the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, where more than three decades worth of history is stored. Richard Nixon was the only president born in California, and this library is a local resource for the community. I sat down with Joe Lopez in the Oval Office of the library. So take me back there to 1990. They decided to put it here.
That's right. Yorba Linda was the location. They looked at Whittier, San Clemente, a couple of different places around the country, and ultimately decided on Yorba Linda because of the birthplace. Richard Nixon was born and raised right here in Yorba Linda, still the only president born in California. And so Yorba Linda was the spot, the birthplace is here, and we do tours of it every day.
Talk to me about this relationship between the Nixon Library and the city of Yorba Linda.
I mean, it's a relationship that goes back 30 years. The city was integral in acquiring the land and allowing the Nixon Foundation to build the library here. So it's really a beautiful partnership that's lasted for 30 years. I mean, they're very involved in a lot of our programming, our events, our big projects, and it's just a beautiful relationship.
In a way, it almost seems that there wasn't a Nixon Library here. It might not be a community with a great big feature to come visit.
I think Yorba Linda would be much different without the Nixon Library. I mean, it's just an anchor for the community. The people that live here, the people that come and visit here, really so much of Yorba Linda is the Nixon Library.
You just went through a major renovation a couple of years ago.
Right.
What did you fix?
Well, we went through a major renovation in 2016, and we took the original 30-year-old museum down to the studs and built a brand new permanent gallery. Right now, we're sitting in a replica of President Nixon's Oval Office. This is just how Mrs. Nixon designed it in 1970 with the California blue and gold. And what's neat about our Oval Office is you can walk in, You can sit in any chair, just as we are sitting here now. You can sit behind the president's desk, take a photo, and really get a feel for the full size and scale of the Oval Office. So it's really unique among the presidential libraries.
Yeah, I think it is interesting because when you see the Oval Office on TV, I don't know that you get a sense of depth or size.
Right. We hear from visitors that think, you know, I'm surprised how big it is, or I'm surprised how small it is. But you walk in, and this is it. This is where, I mean, it all happens.
And the notion that Nixon was an international politician, that he made such big strides with China and with the Soviet Union, and so that's a big part of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. You get the full story of his life and presidency here, from the highs of, you know, going to China and detente with the Soviet Union, to his domestic policies. Not many people know that Richard Nixon created the EPA, that Richard Nixon signed Title IX, that he desegregated schools in the South. That is all covered here. And then, of course, the end of his presidency with Watergate and the resignation, that is all covered. It's the full story here at the Nixon Library.
Do you think that part of the library, the Watergate situation and the tapes and all of that, is that something that really draws people here because they really want to know what that was all about?
I think it is a draw for people, but we hear from visitors all the time when they leave, they say things like, I had no idea that he did so much, or I had no idea that he had so much of a record with the environment or domestic policy, or the decision to go to China. For younger Americans, I think we don't know a world where the US and China didn't talk to each other. That's what the world was like when Richard Nixon took office, 25 years of no communication, and he made the decision to go to China. So there's so much learning about the second half of the 20th century that you get here with a visit to the Nixon Library.
First Lady Pat Nixon, buried here. And then when Richard Nixon died of a stroke, he was also buried here.
Absolutely. Both President and Mrs. Nixon are laid to rest here in the gardens, really just yards away from the home where Richard Nixon was born. So really the full arc of his life begins in Yorba Linda in Orange County and ends in Yorba Linda in Orange County.
And so that speaks a lot to Yorba Linda, to his upbringing. Of course, he was born long before there was an incorporation of the city.
Yes. I mean, his parents were integral into, you know, some of the first establishment and churches here in the city. I mean, his family roots really go back to the beginnings of Yorba Linda. And here we are today with the presidential library right in the middle of the city, only one of 13 in the entire country. So it's really unique to have a presidential library right here in Orange County, and especially in Yorba Linda.
Well, it's particularly unique to have two of them in Southern California.
Absolutely.
The Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and of course the Nixon Library here. How would you quantify the level of tourism that comes into this community because of this library?
I mean, it's hard to quantify it, but I would say that we are the number one stop for tourists, of course, in Yorba Linda, and I think one of the top in Orange County. When it comes to history museums, when it comes to historical places where you get a feel for American history, I mean, there's really nowhere else in Orange County like the Nixon Library.
When you tried to remodel this place and you were looking to sort of make changes, what was your main goal in trying to do that? What were you trying to change that wasn't here before?
I mean, in redesigning the Nixon Library just a few years ago, the main goal was to really bring his presidency to life. Because for so many Americans, I mean, we're talking a presidency that is now 50 years ago. Richard Nixon took office in 1969. That's 50 years ago now. For a lot of Americans, they either weren't born or were very young or were in high school when Richard Nixon was in office. So this is really new history that you don't get in history class. In American history class, you may get a day or two of Watergate or Vietnam or China, but to really get the full life and career, a 50-year career in one day is
But you know, I was here in the old library. I would say it was pretty impressive back then. And so did you add technology?
Yes.
Did you try to upgrade to where young people today who are more tuned into, you know, gadgets and gizmos would get a better feel for this?
You're exactly right. That's exactly what we did. And now when you walk through the museum, we've had these interactive stations where you can go in and read through President Nixon's personal handwritten notes on those famous yellow pads. You could actually listen to the White House tapes. A lot of people know the tapes for Watergate. Those are here, and you can listen to those. But there's also tapes where Nixon and Kissinger are planning to go to China, where Nixon is talking about the moon landing and the Apollo program, where he's having conversations with his family. And you can go through the library and pick up a handset and listen in on those conversations, which is really neat and really unique.
And that's why people, when they walk through here, they come out saying that, I didn't realize it was so much.
Exactly, because there was so much to his life and career that sometimes gets boiled down to China or Watergate or Vietnam, but you really get the full story here.
If you wanted to tell people who haven't been here what the big deal is that we haven't talked about, what would you want to offer up?
Well, I mean, think about that for a second.
I mean, there's a whole lot more here than just China and Watergate. And
right. So, you know, you have the presidential galleries, but you also have the original home where he was born, which you can walk through and see the original furnishings that belonged to the family. You have the presidential helicopter that flew four presidents, including Nixon the day he resigned from office. That's the original helicopter that picked him up from the South Lawn. And he waved goodbye. That's the helicopter. You can walk up those same steps, take that same picture if you want. The gardens are beautiful, the replica of the East Room, and then of course the final resting places of President and Mrs. Nixon are unique and a must-see.
What's the bottom line?
The bottom line is that we have an American president that was born and raised right here in Orange County, and you can experience his history, impactful and important and consequential history, by visiting the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda.
The Nixon Library, pretty impressive place. They just went through a renovation not all that long ago, so if you haven't been there, good place to go if you happen to be in Yorba Linda, California. I'm Hal Eisner. Thanks for joining us for What the Hal, and if you haven't subscribed, please do. See you next time.